Now, friends, we come in 2 Samuel 7 to God's covenant with David. And very frankly, it's very difficult to understand the prophets from here on without knowing about this covenant. One of the reasons that so many in the study of prophecy find themselves hopelessly confused because of the fact they do not pay attention to a chapter like this. This is by far the most significant chapter that we've come to in the Old Testament. Now, the New Testament opens right here. You will recall that it opens the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of who? David. That's important because the promises God made to David are to be fulfilled in Christ. And you remember when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, as Dr. Luke records it, it says, "He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." That's important. That goes back here to this chapter. And Peter, on the day of Pentecost, made reference to this, that God had promised to David. And Paul in Romans says, "Concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David." And the New Testament closes, friends, in the book of Revelation, and the Lord Jesus is saying, "I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star." There are 59 references to David in the New Testament, and the Old Testament prophets base the kingdom on this promise. You will find that every one of the Old Testament prophets always went back to David, always went back to the promise God made to David, to the kingdom that God had promised to David. And after all, what is the kingdom of heaven but the kingdom that God vouchsafed to David? Listen to Jeremiah, and I'll only give one example. In Jeremiah 23:5, it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." This became the theme song of the prophets, was this,